Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
A survey on abuse encountered by TDs and senators has found that 94% of respondents experienced some form of threat or harassment or abuse or violence during the course of their work. The study also found that 72% of political staff had a similar experience. The survey is part of the report of the Task Force on Safe Participation in Political Life, which was launched earlier today. Elizabeth Farries is director of the UCD Centre for Digital Policy and was co-author of the survey, and she joins me now. Elizabeth, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Can you give me some of the main findings, please, of your study?
Yes, so UCD Centre for Digital Policy conducted the first ever survey of serving Oireachtas members and their political staff. There were significant findings for abuse, for threats, for harassment. And they were connected to political issues about immigration, about women's rights, and to LGBTQ plus concerns, as well as housing and homelessness.
Okay.
Now, the impacts of this abuse were significant. 89% of Oireachtas members and 75% of political staff have felt anxious or afraid. People are increasing security at their homes and asking for increased security at their constituencies. Some are hesitating to come forward with particular opinions. They're worried about being in public. They're reducing their social activities. And some are reporting avoiding engaging with specific policy areas.
And I know you're basically saying that it's having an impact on how democracy works here.
Yeah, absolutely. It runs right to the thread of the democratic functioning of society. And it's following trends that we're seeing in other Western liberal democracies.
Mm-hmm.
When
you mention that people have experienced, and a high percentage as well of respondents have experienced abuse or threats or harassment, in what form did they tell you?
Yeah, there's a variety of forms that we've covered. Members talk about the use of abusive language at the very least, but also the use of prejudicial slurs, publication of false information about them, comments on physical appearance, the spread of malicious and false rumors, together with persistent or unwanted telephone calls or messages, or in the most extreme situations, unwanted approaches in social situations unrelated to work.
Okay. How was this study conducted? I mean, could you glance their demeanour or get an impact? Was it done on paper, for example, or could you get a feel for how they were impacted emotionally and psychologically?
Yes, we wanted to give respondents the opportunity to speak freely and to protect their anonymity. We conducted it as an anonymous survey with sitting members and with the political staff. So it was circulated to, I think, 508 persons. And through that, we were able to get very detailed, comprehensive responses that we'd like to, as a second stage of research, follow up with those qualitative interviews of individuals who have been impacted.
Mm-hmm. You have recommendations, as you say, 16 of them in this report. What could be done quickly to help the situation?
Well, first, let's acknowledge it's not a problem in isolation. There are the policy issues that are there. We need to see an improvement in political cultural generally for a broader shift towards more civil political discourse. At the community level, engagement with communities is likely to promote civic education and respectful political discourse. At the Oireachtas level, reporting and support for members is important. We're not seeing, respondents said they weren't responding as frequently as they could have because they didn't feel confident that anything could be done about it. So we need that reporting and support from members. And at the research level, as I said, we need to speak directly with the impacted members to get a broader understanding of their experience.
Okay. You also talk of the need of support networks, particularly, you say, for women and minority groups.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing indications, at the very least, that this phenomenon is gendered. The comments directed to certain members have gendered and racialized implications, and therefore supports need to respond to the very gendered and racialized ways people experience abuse online and in person in political life.
That's a problem upon a problem, isn't it? Because you have a lack of diversity in political life already, and there's a drive to get more women and more minority groups represented in the Dáil and in other political fora. So if these groups are being targeted, then you have a double problem, really.
100%. Like, we heard from existing political members now that they're choosing not to engage certain policy issues. They're reconsidering whether they want to continue in political life, who we weren't able to hear from, or the people who don't engage at all in the first instance, because they're seeing how gendered and racialized and ethnic minorities are being treated online around political life.
You're also recommending that formalized structures be put in place within An Gcuar na Síochána, you say, to provide cohesion and consistency in safeguarding those in political life. Is what's there ineffective to a certain degree at the moment?
We're seeing that there are comments from the political members and their staff that they don't have confidence in the effectiveness of responses, and that's impeding their desire to report. To be clear, when reports
to
are
report
made
to An Gcuar na Síochána, sorry, is that what you mean?
To report either internally or to An Gcuar na Síochána. And I should make the point that when reports are made internally, they're often elevated immediately to the guards. But certainly in any sort of form of novel technological form of online abuse and harassment, the guards can certainly use supports in cooperation with the House of Oireachtas to make sure that political members and their staff are absolutely safe.
I could be wrong in this, but I don't see any recommendation to get tech companies involved in being part of the solution.
Well, there are certainly many parallel discussions about the role of tech companies in amplifying hateful content online. And that is a whole separate set of reports and discussions that would need to happen. But you're certainly right. What voices are heard and which voices are not heard is often a result of recommender systems that sends that hateful content to center stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we were under, we're certainly under no illusion now, but you've certainly laid bare in this report and the conversations we've had to date with various politicians, there's a serious problem. And I'd love to know from people what they think should be done to 51551. But Elizabeth Farries, Director of the UCD Centre for Digital Policy, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.